Under current law, welfare recipients may be permanently cut off from welfare benefits after defrauding the program three times. This bill would require the Department of Children and Families to suspend benefits after each strike. 6 months for the first violation, a year for the second, and a permanent ban from benefits after the third. Bill's sponsor, Representative Scott Krug, says he's seen the result of not cracking down on fraud in his own district.
When we knew that there was fraud going on, we couldn't do anything about it. It brought new population to Green Bay because they knew that there wasn't time for the courts to go through this stuff, and there wasn't time for anybody to say, hey, somebody's intentionally violating the programs. Come on up to Green Bay. That's what this program is doing right now.
But opponents of the bill say there's no evidence of widespread welfare fraud in the state. Bob Anderson of Legal Action Wisconsin says if the bill is passed, it needs an amendment to protect the children of parents who lose their benefits.
Because otherwise, they're going to be homeless or in the child welfare system, which is even worse. I mean, the fraud that's committed by the person has to be punished. But there has to be something done for the children. If at least there was some shelter voucher, you make it payable to the landlord. And that way, you know, the person who committed the fraud doesn't get to use it.
An amendment to the Senate companion bill that would accomplish that was voted down. The current bill in the Assembly makes no mention of what would happen to children whose parents lose their benefits for committing fraud. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.